guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Today you don't have to worry about seeing my face. It's another episode of Joker's Wild. And this is going to be a response video to one of my viewers here, a young lady named Moriscando here on YouTube. She put in the one of my video responses, or one of the messages chat below the video. She says, please do a response video to this. And it's a female dating strategy post. And it says, it seems to contradict your video and matches my own experience. Thanks in advance. So I came to read the article, and it's very much, I mean, we know how female dating strategy is. It's very leaning towards the ladies' side of things. But it basically covers a dating advice post. And we're going to read through this, and we're going to talk about why women think they're the catch. They think they're the ones that are the prize in a relationship, but it's really the guys. Hey guys, one of my viewers and a fellow Manosphere guy asked to sponsor one of my videos. He's got a supplement called X-Wolf Testosterone Booster he wanted me to tell you about. He says, guys, are you struggling with the body, bedroom, or mental game? There's an answer for you. X-Labs presents a proven line of products to help in those areas. Our X-Wolf Testosterone Booster aids in intense workouts, in the gym, and in the bedroom. Increased blood flow and heightened libido are just a few of the many effects. X-Wolf contains all the natural ingredients and herbs used in traditional Chinese medicines like Tongkat Ali and Maca root powder for stamina, as well as modern ingredients found in major brand workout supplements such as L-arginine that help better blood flow before workouts and recovery after hitting the gym. All products come with a 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping in the U.S. Please go to www.x-labs.store. That's www.x-labs.store to unleash your inner wolf and lead the pack today. Link in the video description below. Okay, so the article is from Female Dating Strategy, and the original article I'm going to read first so that way we don't get lost. It's a post that was in Dating, and it says, giving advice. It says, to all the men who struggle with online dating, this is what you have to look like to get a decent amount of interest from a woman. He says, it's pretty clear that most men struggle in online dating. A good 80% of men are getting next to nothing out of the whole process, and honestly, it's probably more than 80% these days. Women swipe right on just 4.5% of men on Tinder. And they link to one of the articles that we've talked about here that I covered in a video a couple weeks ago. I'll put a link up in the corner of my video here. They continue on. I myself fall into this major category. Let me tell you, it's tough to get a single-digit figures. It's tough to get single-digit match figures on Tinder for an entire year, or to message the worst-looking women in your area on Plenty of Fish, and they either ignore you, stop talking mid-conversation, or create constant obstacles in the way of meeting in real life. Anyway, enough of the self-pity. I did do an experiment a couple months ago with a good-looking male, and this is what you have to look like to get a reasonable amount of female attention from the average-looking and below-average-looking women. And then he links to a photo. I won't bother linking it here, but it's a good-looking guy. He kind of looks like Jason Statham a little bit, and but younger, like maybe a 28-year-old, 30-year-old Jason Statham. And it says, a man who looks like this can get women messaging him and giving him time of day, which is either depressing or intriguing, depending on how you look at it. What do you think? What do you consider a man like this to be good-looking? Women, are you guilty of only giving men who look as good as this the time of day on a dating site? I'd love to hear your opinions. So let's break this down a little bit here, since it's a bit of a wall of text. What he did basically is the same thing I did in my other video, where I say statistically, like, only the top, you know, 10% of men are getting any contact with women. And even then, so this is the story about the woman that swiped on out of 10,000 men, she swiped left on 1,000. And then by the time it actually got down to dates, it was like 20 dates. And so the post that he's talking about here is, he tried this experiment with a good-looking guy, and they didn't get many matches. He was really surprised that he got a few, but they were kind of bottom of the barrel women. They weren't getting much attention. So this was copied over into Female Dating Strategy, and they wanted to talk about it. And the post in Female Dating Strategy referring to this says, men struggle more to meet women online dating. 4.5% of men receive super likes on Tinder, or maybe just a swipe, compared to 61.9% of women. Then it says you are the prize. They are replaceable, while you have an infinite number of matches waiting to replace him. Daily reminder to take zero crap from replaceable moids. I had to look up moids. I didn't know what that meant, but apparently it's shortened from a men's forum. So their argument is, look, there are so many men out there that want us ladies, that we're the prize. They'll do anything to come get us. We're good looking, we're attractive, we're the prize, because men are dipping way below their current value to try to pick us up. And here's my response to that. Yep, they sure are. Yeah, they definitely are. 20-something guys, man, you've got the hormones raging through you. You definitely want to go out there and try to get lucky with a gal, and you don't have much to offer yet. Not yet. Now, I'm not saying that 20-something men don't have anything to offer. That's not my point. But you don't have as much to offer yet. The balance, the imbalance, I guess I should say, is at its strongest here. Women are young. They're beautiful. Their skin is tight, no wrinkles, everything is firm and jiggles nicely as they go dancing and running around. They're at their height of their power. In the meantime, guys can, you know, they can look good, they can even be in shape, and they can even be tall, but they really haven't entered their strength. Why? Because a man's strength lies in his power and his finances. That's where most of men's strength comes from. That's where most of their desirability comes from. Maybe not now. Maybe not now when these girls are in college, or even in their, say, young to middle 20s. They're going out having fun and goofing around with guys and having a good time, and they think that they're ruling the world. But this is the problem with current society, is that this used to be the time that women would go out and find the best man they could marry. The most beautiful women would marry the doctors and the attorneys and the engineers and maybe the guys that are in business for themselves that make really good money. They're usually older by 10, 12 years, 8 years, somewhere in that range. And so it would not be very uncommon to see a woman that's maybe in her mid to later 20s marrying a guy that's in his early, maybe even mid or later 30s, that's bringing in everything that a woman would need to start her family. So then she'd get married, and then they'd start having kids, and it's an easy lifestyle. Why? Because she's still young, she's healthy, they have kids, he's still in excellent shape, he's healthy, he goes out, he makes a good earning. By the time the kids are graduating high school, he may be in his young 50s or maybe mid-50s. They'd call them empty nesters because the birds have all flown out of the nest. They're off to college, and now mom and dad maybe work for another 10 years or so, and then at the age of, say, 60 or 65, the guy would retire, the woman would be 55, and now they can travel, they can see the world, they can live the rest of their life pretty much on easy street because it's been a very solid ride and everybody knew their roles. Well, that in that scenario, when a woman is in her 20s, she has all the power. So, of course, I won't even try to argue that women think that they're the catch in the 20s. Because they are. But here's the problem with that. They're not doing anything with it. They have all the power, and what are they doing with it? They're throwing it away on idiots just trying to get a piece while they're in college. They're throwing it away on coworkers. They're stepping out behind their boyfriend's backs to try to swing up and maybe get a more attractive man or a more interesting man or the bad boy around the corner. That's all fine and dandy if that's what you want, but you understand that you're squandering time. In your 20s, yep, the woman definitely has the edge. But what happens in the 30s? In the 30s, the women, well, they're not matched quite as much. What happens if they have a kid or two? They're not going to get matched with hardly at all, because a lot of men don't want the insta family. They want to raise a family of their own. So if a woman is just standing alone, just in her 30s, she's still got a chance to get some matches, of course. But you're going to find it's mostly with guys that are late 30s, early 40s, maybe even guys in their 50s. I've dated 30, 32, 31, 30, 26, and I'm in my mid upper 40s. So women are going to have to realize that they're going to have to move up in the age range, because the guys that are in their 30s, guess what? They're still looking for the 20-year-olds. Now, will they still go out and date 30-year-olds? Of course they will. But it doesn't mean that necessarily they're going to want to marry them. It doesn't mean that they're going to be in a long-term relationship with them. And do you think you're going to score a doctor or a good-looking, well-to-do, high-income guy that's in his 30s if you're in your 30s? Nope. He's looking for, hopefully, to try to find a catch in a younger woman that's in her 20s that's still beautiful and maybe fresh out of college. So instantly, you're at a disadvantage. Now, and again, if you by that point in time, if you've had a kid or two, you're at a massive disadvantage. Now you're going to have to struggle to catch somebody that's, you know, probably in the top, in the bottom 20, 30, 40% of men. Because the guys, like, and I won't consider myself a catch, but again, I date 15 to 20 years younger all the time easily. Why? Because I can. And sometimes they are in early 30s, sometimes they're in the late 20s. But they're never anyone with a kid because I don't want a family. I never want a family. So that's just out. And that's out for a lot of guys. Now let's move on. What happens when a woman's in her 40s? And when a woman's in her 40s, the 40s men are gone. There aren't any. Why? The 40s men now have the 30-somethings and the 20-something women to choose from. Her only choices are the 50-year-old guys. Now, this isn't just me saying it. It's statistics. Not only that, but I do have a couple of female friends that are in their 40s, and they are in crisis mode because they are really, really trying to catch anybody that's even near their age, and they're not having any luck. They're having to move up into the 50s. What happens when a woman moves into her 50s? Well, let's picture your woman that's in her 50s. She wanted kids by this age, so she has to have them at some point. Now she's a mother of one or a mother of two, and she's looking now to find that Mr. Right. Well, guess what? Did you know that Brad Pitt is in his... Now, I'm going to use these as examples, not because I'm saying that every man is like this, but we have to use some examples that everybody is aware of so we all have some common thought here. Brad Pitt is in his 50s, okay? He can date a woman, even with his looks and his physical athleticism, he can date women in their 30s. Now, it might be even the later 30s, mid-30s, but somebody that looks like him that's just an average guy out there, oh yeah, he's having no problems dating lower. Tom Cruise, same thing. Now, Tom Cruise is only 5'6" or 5'7". He's not a tall guy, but with his looks, his charisma, his charm, and his wallet, or something even similar to his wallet, he can date younger. As a matter of fact, a lot of times they do. What about Keanu Reeves? He's in his 50s. He dates a lot lower. Again, no problems. So let's move up another step. Let's look at the 60s. I don't know a lot of names off the top of my head, but you take someone like Bruce Willis, still good-looking guy. It's not in bad shape. He's not, you know, fat or struggling with his health any. And if he has a good income, he can date now easily into his 40s. And you know what? If he wants to go overseas to Southeast Asia, he can still date 20-year-olds if he wants to. So, you know, it's all a matter of perspective. Now let's move up into the 70s. Now you've got Arnold Schwarzenegger and you've got Sylvester Stallone. Now, yes, I know. I understand that not all men out there are like these guys. But what is common about them? Number one, they're popular and they're powerful. Number two, they've got money. Number three, they're still in pretty good shape. And number four, they're not too bad a looking guy for their age. Well, what can young men, the 20-something guy today, plan on or schedule or think about in his life as he ages? Number one, he can hit the gym. And a young guy today, and even when I say young, I'm even 30s and 40s, because let's face it, 40s for a guy is young. If we're going to roll into our 80s, we're not even at a halfway point in life yet. So we can hit the gym, we can run, we can have a good healthy diet, and we can look physically good. Number two, we can work on our finances and our budget, and we can put together a good stack of cash to be able to live comfortably for the rest of our lives. Number three, we, as we get into our 30s, our 40s, our 50s, can still date cute and pretty 20-somethings and very early 30-somethings. Number four, that even once you're into your 60s and in some cases your 70s, you're going to tell me that Arnold Schwarzenegger or Sylvester Stallone with their muscles and their money is going to date someone my mother's age at 75? I don't think so. They'd be looking way past her all the way back down to maybe 40 or 45, 30 years younger at that point. So when we talk about, you know, who's the real catch, who's the real prize, I won't even argue with you, it's 20-something women. But guess what? It's always 20-something women. And they keep making more of them. They keep making more of them. You know, so in the next decade, there are going to be more 20-year-olds. In the decade after that, there are more 20-year-olds. Where you as a woman, once you're out of your 20s, into your 30s, it's going to be tough. And when you have kids, it's darn near impossible. You'll get a lot of attention. You'll get a lot of guys that are willing to go out with you. But it's not to date you long term. It's not to marry you. It's to fool around with you. Because, hey, a woman in her 30s that takes care of herself, still good looking. There's a lot of them even in their 40s that are beautiful. I mean, I don't know how old Scarlett Johansson is, or again, I'm trying to think of, you know, popular actresses that we all know. And in the 40s, from Friends there, I don't remember her name, but she used to date Brad Pitt. You know, they still look great in their 40s. But do you think a guy that's 40 is going to be looking to marry a woman in her 40s? A woman with kids in her 40s? No. He's looking to marry a 20-something. But he'll date somebody that's in their 30s or 40s to have a little bit of fun, maybe some companionship, and to fool around. So who's got the real power? 20-something women. But once that decade is gone, it's a very sharp decline for women. And you can say that's not fair and that's mean of me to say this, but it's common knowledge, and it's the way nature works. You know, women are desirable in their youth to men because we have this natural innate desire for health and youth and everything being nice and firm and in a nice shape, and she looks attractive. That's what does it for guys. And that goes away a little bit in the 30s. And it goes away drastically in the 40s. And usually with women, it's gone in the 50s. What do women desire in men? They desire muscles. They desire good looks. They desire strong finances and a promising career and being a strong man. And I don't mean just physically strong, but also strong in commitment, his desire, his earning potential, and where he's going in life. Well, for men in their 20s, the muscles are strong if they're doing that, if they're working out. Other than that, nothing else is strong. So that's when men are at their worst, is in their 20s. But in their 30s, if they add to the muscle, they can add some finances. They're starting to learn their own worth. They get their own value. They get comfortable in their own skin. They know where they're going. They know what's going on. In their 40s, that is peak strength for men. Peak strength. Their earning potential is usually almost at their highest. Not even yet, but it's at their highest. It's still very easy for men to retain muscle. I'm 47. Now, you guys watch me on video every day. You probably haven't noticed this yet, but I've lost about 10 pounds in the last 3 weeks. How do I do it? Changing my diet, starting to exercise more, and mostly it's diet. And I've lost 10 pounds. Well, I can lose another 10 pounds in another 3 weeks. And then I start stacking on muscle. And within 6 months, I can be exceptionally muscular and have a body fat range of between 5 and 12%. I've done it before. It's very simple for me. Well, that only takes 6 months or a year of work for a guy that's never worked out. But a guy that's done it for a good portion of his life, it comes back very quickly. So now not only does he have the money and getting more powerful or more strength in his money, but now he's adding his physicality. He can get some muscle. His face may not be any prettier, but let's face it, there's not much we can do about that. But again, Arnold Schwarzenegger is not exactly a dreamboat. And then on top of that, he's now at his full confidence level. The testosterone's going away a little bit. It's in most cases, it's still plenty to work out and gain muscle, but it's not driving him crazy. It's not making him want to chase women down and try to bed every one of them. This is usually when guys are good, that if you're a young person and you want to marry somebody, this is a good age range, because they're still, again, the majority of them are still fully capable of messing around a couple times a day. And if not, they can go see the doctor and get a little bit of testosterone replacement therapy and be right back up to game. So the man's numbers haven't really slid by 40. That's where he's at his peak as far as almost everything goes. But what about his 50s? Well, if he's working out, if you guys have ever watched the workout videos, P90X, go online and look at the guy that used to make those P90Xs. He was in his mid-50s when he was just absolutely jacked. Like, he was very strong, good looking guy too. And now, of course, he's worth lots of money. But in the 50s, guys can retain their muscles. They are at their highest power of earning potential in their lives, usually. And talk about confidence. Oh, they're in a great position. And now again, the testosterone's not driving them crazy. They can make logical decisions about who they're going to date. Well, they're not desperate at that point. Neither are the men in the 40s and later 30s. Guys aren't desperate anymore. They don't have this testosterone driving them crazy, trying to tell them to hump everything that moves. So all that starts to relax on them. And now all of a sudden you've got guys that are in their 30s, their 40s, their 50s, sometimes even their 60s, who can comfortably date well below their means. They have very comfortable income if they've planned properly. They can have muscles and they can be taking care of themselves and be as healthy and as fit as they were 20 years ago. Now, no 50-year-old is going to be as active and as healthy as they were in their 20s. But you know something? Go look at Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan's in his mid-50s, and he can still he still does judo and jiu-jitsu, and he still does kicking like he used to take some taekwondo. He's exceptionally strong, smart guy. He's at the height of his power. Not many women are at their height of their power in the 50s. As a matter of fact, earning potential starts going down for women after they've had kids because it's very difficult for them to go right back into the workplace and work the 40, 50, 60 hours that guys are sometimes willing to work because, you know, finances are much more important to them. So to, let me look up your name again here, to Moriscando. Yes, it is contradictory that when you're on female dating strategy and all these 20-something girls are saying, we are the prizes. You know what? You're right. You 20-year-old women are the prizes. And you're wanted by men in their 50s, their 40s, their 30s, their 20s. All men want you at that point. And what are you doing with your power? You're fooling around. You're goofing off. You're racking up numbers of partners while you're in college or while you're young. You're not financially taking care of yourselves. You're still worried about your school loans at that point. And what are the men doing? The men are wishing they had you. They're sometimes going on these OnlyFans accounts and paying money to look at you. But you know what? Those young men are going to start getting their finances together. And they're going to start getting their smarts together. And they're going to start hitting the gym and getting into shape. And all of a sudden, they're going to find that when they're in their 30s, everything's going to line up for them. And now the 20-year-old girls are looking for them. And the 30-year-old girls, women are looking at them. Hell, the 40-year-old women are looking at them. And so from 30 on up, men only improve until they're into their 50s. And I would say if you've really taken care of yourself, you look at someone that's exceptionally well off financially and keep themselves in excellent health, by the time a guy's in his 50s, even if he's making 50, 60 a year, as far as $1,000 a year, it's not difficult to be a millionaire by that age. You know, that's not out of the realm of possibility. So now you've got a guy that's in his 40s and 50s, sitting on $1 million. He's healthy. He's strong. He's as athletic as he needs to be. He's got the world, you know, halfway done. And that's when he's just sliding into power. And at that point, in the 40s, women are 2 decades out of their power and only continuing to fall down. So, and this isn't, I don't say this to coddle my women viewers out there. It's so my women listeners and viewers understand when you're in your 20s, that is your time to make your move. That is your time. Look, if you want to have a little bit of fun with guys, I get it, but understand the more partners you have, the harder it's going to be later on in life to be able to accept a guy. Why? Because you've had guys that were 10s that are athletic, tall, good looking, that want to fool around with you. And yep, they may spend a little money on you. They may date you, but those guys want to take you out and they'll even short-term date you. Why? Maybe you're good in the bedroom. Maybe you're pretty. And they'll go out of their way to spend that time with you. But as those men move into the 30s, they're still going to do that with the 20-year-olds. And as they move into the 40s, they're still going to do that with the 20-year-olds. And if they move into their 50s, most of the time, even if they're not a good-looking guy, now they can go on certain websites and do a little rent-a-hoe and find somebody that's in their 20s. But in the meantime, you've moved on from that. And it's just the way it is. So if at the height of your quote-unquote power, women, if you want to have success with men, what you need to do is make some good decisions with who you spend your time with, who you sleep with, who you date, and maybe try to find yourself an excellent catch while you're in your 20s before you've thrown it down the drain. Men don't have the same issue. And the good news for you is that in your 20s, you can score. And again, this is not if you act like some of these crazies out there, like an OnlyFans and buy my pictures and all this. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about be a responsible adult, go to college, don't be with every single guy that comes at you, even if he's incredibly good looking, because he only wants one thing from you. You know, get your education, find a good job if that's what you want to do, and find a quality guy. That's your best route, and then stay with him, and build a family and build a life together. That's how you're going to be happiest. You know, it's been like that for thousands of years, right up until maybe the 1960s. Things were much simpler, and a lot of people were a lot happier before this. This empowerment of being able to do whatever you want, wherever you want, however you want, falls apart very quickly by the 30s. Why do you think there are so many women that are so angry in their 30s and 40s? They're not having fun anymore. They're angry because they missed out on some of the great opportunities that they had. Now, if that's not what you want to continue to go out and have fun, sleep around and have lots of partners, be with the cute guys and do all, go for it. But that lifestyle is going to end for you once you hit into your 30s. It's going to grind to a halt. And then you've got to look around and realize your best years are behind you. And the guys that are interested in you anymore are not the same because that testosterone's eased off the gas pedal. Now they've got a lot of discretionary money. Now that they're in good shape. And you know what? They're going to be picky. Why? Because they don't want somebody that dates them or marries them that takes advantage of them. They don't want to lose their finances to one of these crazies that's going to marry them and then divorce them and take half. So guys are really selective at that age. And so from 30 on or 35 on, men are exceptionally selective. Now, they'll still sleep with you, have no doubts about that. But don't think for a moment that you're going to get a guy that wants to marry you. Unless you're young and in your 20s and you've raised yourself and taken care of yourself properly. And you can say what you want to about this, but statistics are behind me, and all you have to do is look at society, and it's behind me. That's really all there is to it. So to finish this up, yes, you have all the power in the world in your 20s. Use it while you can, because once it's gone, for the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, from late 20s or early 30s and beyond, men are the ones that are going to be picky, and they're going to be careful about who they choose to be in a relationship with and who they spend their time with and who they settle with and who they share their empire with and who they have kids with. And if that's not what you're shooting for and that's not what you're after, it's going to be a long, long road ahead of you. So in my mind, men are the ones that are the true picks because or the prize, because they're the ones that have to make the money. They're the ones that have to go to the gym. They're the ones that have to take care of themselves. And they're the ones that have to be very selective on who they date and who they maybe fall in love with and marry, because otherwise they'll get run into the ground. And as women get into the 30s, they don't think about this. They think like you are, which is my experience tells me that we're the catch. You are, until it's too late. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. Don't forget to check out that link for the X Labs and the supplements down there as well. Go hop over to his page and take a look at his stuff and what he's got going on over there. I'll leave it there, guys. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, I'll say it again. Men, you are the prize. Even in your 20s, you're a prize. You just haven't quite developed fully yet. So get your education. Get your business started, get your finances straight, and then prepare to take off. Because once you hit the ground at 28, 29, 30, and beyond, if you're hitting the ground running, you're going to have the world at your fingertips. ¶¶